to the Better Me podcast. I am your host, Jen, and just a friendly reminder, I'm merely a curious girl looking for a platform to chat, learn, and dish. I'm not a professional therapist or claim to be an expert. Also, in every episode, I can't assure you this is at all appropriate for children, so be aware of that when starting to listen. And with that, let's work on being a better me. Hi, and welcome to the Better Me podcast. This is Jen. Thank you so much for joining me today. And for all of you out there, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. And going with that theme, I am joined today by my favorite veteran, my husband, John. And we are going to be talking about thankfulness and gratitude, and basically just living your life with an attitude of gratitude. And since we're talking about that, let me just start out by saying thank you so much for tuning in today, and thank you for subscribing and rating and reviewing. I really appreciate that. I also ask that if you haven't subscribed yet, if you would please do that for me, I would really appreciate it. It really helps me out in the ratings, and that can only make for better sound equipment and just better quality for you and for me. So I am going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I will be joined by your favorite guest and mine, my husband, John. Thank you, everyone. Hi, and welcome to the Better Me podcast. This is Jen, and I am joined by my husband and 30-year U.S. Marine, John.
Yay!
Happy Veterans Day.
I remember doing this last year at Veterans Day.
Yeah, we did.
I did. I do. I remember that.
Awesome.
You've been on the air a while.
I have. It's been a fun ride.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to be back.
Well, excellent.
And you believe that, don't you, baby?
I do believe that.
Okay. I know I was kind of smiling when I said that.
I didn't really feel like I had to beg for this one.
No.
So, and I mean, what can be bad about talking about gratitude and thankfulness?
Nothing.
It can only be positivity.
How could I say no to that?
Exactly. Because I'm thankful for you.
What kind of... Well, thank you, honey.
I'm grateful for you.
And I am thankful, grateful for you. But what kind of dick would I be if I said, nah, fuck that. Who wants to do a subject on thankfulness? I'm out.
Yeah, that would be a real dick move.
All right.
So, let's just start off with, you know, telling your spouse on a regular basis that you're grateful for them, and that you're thankful for the things that they do for you.
Yeah, I mean... Hopefully, couples are doing that frequently.
I would hope so.
Right. But if they are not, this would be a good time to just...
take a pause.
Yeah. Let it go a couple days and just out of the blue, just thank them for being them.
Yeah.
Don't thank them for something they did. Mm-hmm. Just thank them for their overall ability to... be them.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Leave it general.
That's very nice.
And no buts.
No buts.
No buts.
Buts are a good thing except for in that.
Two T's. Butt with two T's.
Yeah, butt with two T's is a good thing.
Right. You know where I'm going with that, right?
What?
Saying something good, being thankful for something, and then following it up with a butt.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Well... I think that that's...
Well, usually when I talk about butt, it's the other, it's two T's. Yes. That's why I didn't want to throw you off.
Yes.
Okay.
You talk about my butt pretty frequently.
I do. I'm a big fan. I'm thankful for your butt.
Oh, thank you.
And those yoga pants that you fill them with.
Thank you. I am thankful for two lunges and squats for that.
You've earned every bit of it.
So, can you think of, we were talking earlier, the reason that we decided to do this subject is we were talking about how it's become kind of the new fashion to thank the people who are doing a lot right now, you know, during like this whole COVID situation, thanking the obvious, the nurses, the doctors,
grocery store workers, truckers, everyone. Yeah.
Well, I would think that's where I'm going with it is that, you know, people are thanking the obvious, thanking the healthcare workers and that sort of thing, but maybe not thanking just the girl who works at the grocery store or, you know, the truck drivers who, you know, have never quit.
Right.
And have always, you know, been doing their jobs.
Well, what started this is earlier today, I was the guest speaker at Heather's Elementary School for Veterans Day.
Yes.
Where all these little kids are thanking, you know, thank you, Mr. Veteran and Mr. Marine, right? Thank you. And part of my talk to them was that that's so much appreciated in thanking a veteran, but also the importance of thanking a teacher, you know, thanking their parents, and just the work, you know, just going about, you know, and thanking people that help them out as they grow.
Right.
And that's kind of what triggered this is, you know, maybe we all need a little quick class on a reminder on the importance for that, you know, because it does feel good to have someone say something like that. Just a simple, hey, thanks for your service or thanks for what you do, right. You know, man, that goes a long way.
Right. Just being grateful for somebody's presence in your life.
Or even
in whatever small way.
Or even telling a waitress, hey, thanks for the good service today.
Oh, totally.
That is huge. That probably goes above and beyond even a tip. Because they get tips all the time. People just leave a tip. It's impersonal. They write it in there with the total amount. They put it on their card. They barely see it. But taking the time to say, hey, thanks for all your great service here today just does volumes, I would imagine.
Well, one thing that we do is...
Who's we?
You and I.
Oh.
One thing we do a lot is when we do get good service, we ask the... We tell the waitress that it was great service or the waiter. And we also ask, is there somewhere that we can go to leave you a positive review?
Yes. We're big Google and Yelp reviewers.
Yes. Well, and I think it's just as important. I think a lot of people would jump on Yelp to leave a shit review. You know, if they got really bad service, that would be a big motivator to get on there and write, you know, write down how angry they are about what happened to them.
Right.
But it's just as important, if not more important, to go on and, you know, thank the people for the service that they provide and, you know, give a restaurant, a small business, a good review to encourage people to go there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're in the service industry.
Yes.
So you get tips. I mean, you must have clients that sometimes they don't say a damn thing after you just made them look, went you made them from a 4 into a 9, right? And sometimes that's hard.
Yes.
And they look in the mirror and like, oh, it looks great. And then walk away.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a bummer when somebody just says, oh, that's fine. You know, you're like, really?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I know it's fine.
I think you look
all my work is fine, exactly. Did you look in the mirror before I started? Because had you looked at the before and the after, I think I'd have a little thanks coming my way.
Maybe you something like a little more enthusiastic than fine.
Right, yeah. No, I agree. I think that that word can change a person's day. And you know, the other part of it, of that is that I've noticed is when you thank somebody who might not be expecting it, okay? Mm-hmm. The cop, they get thanks all the time. Service members, we get thanked all the time. And don't get me wrong, we appreciate it. But when you thank just somebody, you know, the gas station attendant who's working the frickin' 2 a.m., to 6 a.m. shift.
Right? Or Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. And while everyone is home, sitting at home with their family, stuffing their faces, and they're sitting down there by themselves in the gas station, you know, thanking that person for going out there and keeping the whole freaking world. I mean, nothing just completely stops.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Everything, everybody needs something at any time. And usually in this country, if as long as you live in a major metropolitan area or close to it, that place is, you're going to find someone working there.
Right.
And we're coming into holiday season. So now would be the time to just thank that individual who's still in there freaking in the trenches on those days.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would even say that maybe giving, you know, monetary tips to people who wouldn't be expecting it. You know, there's probably a lot of workers out there that would accept a monetary tip that maybe normally people wouldn't even think to do that.
Yes.
You know, like you had told me once before that you tipped the guys who did your oil changes.
Yes.
And that never occurred to me before. So, you know, or maybe somebody, and this is a personal story, but maybe somebody who comes and does a service at your house, like a carpet cleaning, or maybe somebody who comes in the middle of summer and brings like 15 large bags of water softener salt.
That, tell the story. Tell the whole story.
Well, this poor guy came, and how much did you order?
I had ordered, let me kind of set the stage. I had really, without consulting you, I had ordered these,
Were they 80-pound bags?
They were 80-pound bags of salt for hot water, or for a water softener.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered, like, they had a special that if you order, like, 20. In other words, it would give us enough freaking water softener pellets for probably about 3 years.
Right.
Right? And the good thing about it is they were going to deliver them.
Yes.
Okay? So when I thought they, I thought, okay, they're going to have a freaking crew. They come in, they drop them off, and good to go.
No.
Little did I know, it was going to be one poor son of a bitch.
And it was like 90 outside that day.
Yeah.
And he had to carry them from the truck in the driveway into the house and down the basement stairs.
And how many trips did he make?
How many bags were there? 20?
20.
So a bag of...
Yeah, 20 trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't give him a tip.
And then what did I do?
Well, you called and asked me if I tipped him, and I'm like, I didn't even think about it.
Right.
I mean, I thanked him profusely, but this guy was soaking wet with sweat.
I know.
It was so bad. And then I felt so bad.
Well, then I called the company because I wanted to make sure he got a tip.
Oh, yes.
And what happened?
It's the worst part of the story. He quit.
What happened, Jen?
He quit.
He had quit the job. Oh!
I feel so bad about that.
I wish I could find the guy right now.
I really feel.
He's probably still telling that story.
So terrible.
Yeah. You know what, though?
I offered him a water. I just did not. It just did not even occur to me.
I know. But you know what? That would never not occur to you again.
Oh, no. I think about it all the time.
Right.
For everything.
Right.
And you're really good about that. The funny thing is like when the people came to paint our house, you asked them about tipping. And the guy was pretty, like, intense about it. Like, he told you exactly, you know, what they would normally expect. And it was pretty huge.
Yeah.
It was a lot bigger than what we thought.
Yeah, it really was. And I don't know if I met it.
But it was a huge tip.
It would have been over, you know, 20% of a $13,000 job is a freaking a lot of money.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
But I don't know. I mean, when I gave it to him, I'm like, dude, I don't know what you get. You know, I mean, I don't know what everybody gives you. I want to do your right here. And
I would think 20% is outrageous.
That is. I mean, I get it. It'd be nice, but geez, man, that's 20% on. You know, on something that's 13 grand.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is saying thanking people, and not even have to be monetary. You know, just thanking them.
Right.
Like the guys that cut the grass, I give those guys a beer when they're done.
And oh my gosh, they're so thankful.
They're so thankful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's just
that was actually one I had on my list too, is the lawn service.
Like, oh yeah,
a lot of times you kind of forget to, you know, really thank them for the job they do, or and you're really good about that because you'll actually call the company and tell them every once in a while, just so you guys know, these guys are doing a fantastic job.
Yes. I think that's big, is being able to get to the person's boss or the manager and let that person know.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Because that probably goes even, does more for that person in a monetary sense, that maybe they'll get an advancement, or maybe they'll get recognized, or maybe they'll get a bonus or something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we actually did that at a restaurant not too long ago, asked for the manager.
That's always a good, yeah, that was at the Corners.
Yeah.
It's always fun when you ask the waiter or the waitress, like, can I see your manager? And they're like, oh, fuck.
All right.
I mean, what's your initial reaction? Like, oh, shit, here we go.
Sure.
What the hell did I say?
Yeah.
No, we just don't talk to the manager. And then they come in, they're like, hey, that girl or that guy, kick ass.
Yeah.
You need a whole platoon of those guys.
That's exactly what we did.
Yep.
Also, like, FedEx, UPS. Post office, you know, like your postal worker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those people.
Except, I mean, have you seen the FedEx or the UPS workers now?
What?
I mean, they are fucking light on their feet. They are fast.
Yeah, they are
fast. I mean, you got to just basically run into them outside to be able to give them a thanks, because
if they make the mistake of pulling in the driveway, it's going to take them a minute to get out. So I have a minute to get out there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If they ring that doorbell, they're gone.
Oh, they're very fast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we had a stealth one the other night that came to the back door, which was a little bit weird.
Yeah, that was a little bit creepy.
Also, I said oil change, but like your mechanic.
Anybody who fucks with your vehicle that helps your vehicle stop
right.
or operate, yeah, you probably
good
want
person to thank.
At least thank.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
Maybe like tow truck workers, snow removal person.
Yeah.
The guys who are doing like the snow removal for the city.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a reason you can get to work in the morning at, you know, however early you're leaving.
The only time that I don't want to thank the fucking snow removal guys is after I've just plowed out and shoveled out the end of the driveway.
Yes.
And the plow comes, and he sees me standing there with nothing but a shovel. All he's got to do is lift that fucking blade 6 inches.
Yes.
Right?
Maybe you should make sure to thank them beforehand.
Well, I wave. I mean, I wave, and I'm like,
hey,
don't how you bury doing? Fuck no.
Don't bury me.
And maybe that's just a little piece of entertainment they get. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know.
Maybe you should just carry out like a thermos of coffee and hold it up like, this is for you.
Yeah. Or I'm going to make, I'm going to make a sign this year.
Oh, free coffee?
No.
What?
Lift your blade, please.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's get right to the point. Let's just ask. I've never asked. I've just assumed they see me sitting out there with my fucking shovel. They know what I mean when I'm waving.
Oh.
But maybe they don't.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe I distract them.
Maybe.
So maybe if I hold the sign like, raise your blade, please.
There you go.
I'm going to give it a shot. We're going to make a big sign for this year.
If you raise your blade, I'll give you free coffee. How about that one?
Yeah. If you raise my blade, if you raise your blade, my wife will give you a free coffee.
Free coffee. Yeah. Let's not go too far on that one. But my wife's a real bitch at 7 a.m., so I don't know if you're going to want it.
She doesn't like morning people. She doesn't like mornings, and she doesn't like people.
Oh, it's funny. Anybody else you can think of that? I mean, you said teachers, too. That's a good one, especially right now, because teachers are going through some kind of hell.
It's better to almost say, who do you not think?
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, let's put it this way. We're right now in this country, it is a very contentious time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Half of us hate the other half. Okay?
Unfortunately.
So maybe just this one freaking word starts making people feel a little bit better.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and you know what? Something just occurred to me that I have to say this before I forget is... you know, you mentioned before, I work in a salon. So a lot of times people will thank me profusely, but then they get to the front desk and they don't say anything to the front desk receptionists, you know, the people who work at the front desk, which their job is just as difficult, you know, having to...
Oh, they don't... I see what you're saying. I thought you, what you were saying is they don't tell the front desk person what a great job that you did.
Oh, no. I
That's
mean,
not
I,
what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Think about that, but oh. No, I'm saying they get to the front desk and they just take for granted the fact that these people answer their phone call, find an open appointment for them, reschedule their appointment, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And they really do a lot.
Yeah.
And they have a huge job to do. So.
Well, that's a good point. And maybe having your kids thank the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank the people that make your food.
The cafeteria.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Boy, that'll go a long way.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, hopefully people would just listen to that and it would be a no-brainer. But I think you do kind of forget to do those simple little things. You know, Stanley is joining us on the podcast today, too, in case nobody heard the jingle jangle of the telltale sound.
Well, let's thank Stanley for joining us.
Stanley, thank you for eating all of your food.
Since we're in such a thankful mood. Sorry, can we help you?
Thank you for leaving puffs of fur all over.
Okay. You've been thanked. Now get out of here. Go on.
So let's move on to gratitude. So I was doing a little bit of research.
Did we just talk about for like 30 minutes on gratitude?
Well, no, it's just like it's a study, actually.
Oh, a study. Okay.
That it was 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And they're benefits to the person who's grateful.
Okay, hang on. Because you know I always need shit repeated for me.
Yes.
It's 7 what now?
7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude.
Scientific benefits.
Yes, these were all studies done by like the Journal of Medicine.
Okay. You know sometimes I have a problem with these studies, right?
I do know that, but I don't think that you're going to argue too much about these.
Okay.
I mean, who knows, though? Now that I think about it, I'm sure that you'll find at least one.
No, I don't argue. I don't want to find an argument, but some of them just don't make sense. But I'll go in with a good, optimistic point of view.
Well, these are things that benefit the person who's actually grateful. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like somebody's grateful for you. So yeah, of course you experience a self-esteem boost, you know, or whatever.
Right. But this is the thanker, not the thankee.
Yes.
Got it.
So the first one was gratitude opens the door to more relationships.
Gratitude opens the doors for more relationships.
So in other words, this study found that thanking a new acquaintance or even a stranger makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship with you.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yes.
100%. To me, that you're right. That is a no-brainer.
Right. But, you know, it also is kind of a good reminder in, you know, just thanking like a stranger for opening the door or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Maybe even if you see somebody with like a, you know, Marine Corps baseball hat on or whatever you call it, a ball cap, you know, thanking them for their service. Maybe it sparks a conversation and you end up telling them, you know.
Oh, I thank people for their service all the time. And I never even tell them, you know, I'll be dressed like this. I'll see someone say, hey, thank you for your service. Thank you, you know, thank you, young man.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go into this, you know, I serve too, so now you thank me.
Right.
That's not how it works because that, you know, but yeah, you're, and it does make you feel good.
Yeah. Well, and especially, you know, I mean, for the older vets, they're so proud to wear their hats and be out in public. Like today, I just saw somebody at Hobby Lobby and I thanked him for his service. And he just seemed like so grateful and, you know, they're
yes.
very proud and they should be because a lot of them have seen some pretty crazy things.
Right.
You know, and if you could even go as far as to listen to a story or two, I mean, they're so thankful
right.
when you do stay and listen.
Yeah. And I know we're kind of retracing our steps here again, but I can't think of a harder job right now than being a cop in America.
Oh, no kidding.
You know?
No kidding.
Those individuals need our thanks.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that one. No argument for me.
So the second one is gratitude improves physical health.
Gratitude. So the thanker.
Yes.
That improves my physical health. Okay.
Yes.
I need to find a little bit more about that one.
So grateful people have fewer aches and pains. They're more likely to take good care of themselves and their health. And they recover from injury and disease quicker and more successfully than non-grateful people.
Okay. I'm going to agree with this, even though it doesn't make any sense to me. But I think I understand the theory.
Okay.
I believe that people that take the time to give thanks or give gratitude are more happier people.
Mm-hmm.
Their glass is half full. They're not glass half empty.
Right.
They're optimist, you know? And those people probably weather sicknesses and setbacks better than those who wallow in self-pity. And the glass that is half empty, and you know who the type of people I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't thank anybody.
Right.
It's just complain, complain, complain. They always want, you know, they love to go on and on and on about the bad service they got.
Totally.
Or the shitty thing that happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear the story about something that went well.
You're right.
So I would think those types of people would naturally be healthier.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and I would think, too, that just sometimes it is your brain that takes over and maybe cures aches and pains or cures ongoing health problems.
Yeah. Power of suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Power of positive thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, we're 2 for 2.
And look at that.
See?
This is so good. Look how positive. I'm so thankful for your positive attitude.
Look how positive I am.
Number 3 is gratitude improves psychological health. Now, this one's pretty obvious.
I think we just talked about it. We just kind of wrapped those together.
Gratitude reduces toxic emotions, including envy, resentment, frustration, and regret. It increases happiness and contentment.
Oh.
So we haven't really talked about that yet.
Okay.
So it promotes gratitude for what you have, promotes the contentment in your life. So you're not looking at your neighbor's house or your, you know, your friend's new car or whatever the case may be. You're much more content with what you already have.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've said it several times. I said it in my retirement that, you know, and I think I've said it on a podcast here once before, you know, and you've heard me say it, right? Where am I going with this?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
That God must think you're a pussy because they say that you never get more than you can handle.
The saying is God only gives you what you can handle.
Right.
So therefore, I've always thought God must think I'm a real pussy because he's given me a lot.
Yes.
Right.
Well, and when you look at other people's struggles and, you know, their life situations, you know, comparatively speaking, it's like, gosh, I haven't dealt with anything major, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, even death of someone really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, granted, we have grandparents that passed away.
Right.
But your mind kind of gets ready for that, even the shock. But, I mean, we've seen experiences this year already where, like, happened to who?
Right.
You know?
And, oh, yeah. Quite a few, actually.
Right.
Unfortunately. But I can see that, you know, that you would not, you know, be envying and hold, like, a lot of resentment in if you were just grateful for what you already have accomplished and who you are and what you have.
I think it's where it gets tough, though, is in, like we're just talking about, somebody loses a loved one, someone loses their job, someone has a huge, significant emotional event,
mm-hmm.
you know, that person who can still be thankful for the things that are still going good.
Yes.
Now that is the true character of a person right there that can still find positives and be thankful for them, even though they're still dealing with a loss.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was actually going to come in later, because they were, there was a whole other study, but I'll talk about that when we get to it. But it was really similar to what you're saying.
Right. So, okay, yeah, we agree with that.
So, number four, enhances empathy and reduces aggression.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
So, you're more likely to respond kindly, even to unkind people.
Yeah.
And less likely to hold grudges or retaliate.
Well, right, I mean, you're saying thank you. Unless you're saying, thanks a lot, fucker. Right? Something like that. You should be met with kindness in return.
Right.
One of the examples that I was talking to you about, and I'll try to do this without, because I'm going to make motions here.
Okay.
Because that's how I communicate.
Yes, I'll try to translate if I
okay.
need to.
So I'm driving down the road, right? Maybe I start to pull out because I wasn't paying attention, and somebody has to swerve or stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I immediately raise my hand to that person, so they see me raising my hand. And by me raising my hand, that's me saying, oops.
Sorry.
Sorry. I apologize. My mistake. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm acknowledging my fuck up.
Right.
Now, and that's happened to me. What I'm thankful for is the individual that waves back like, okay, no problem.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When they don't do that.
Right.
You follow me?
Yes.
Now, I'm still the asshole. I'm still the idiot that pulled out. It was still my fuck up.
Right.
Okay? But when the roles are reversed and somebody does that to me and they put their hand up, I immediately wave back and I'm like, hey, no problem.
Right.
Immediately. But if they don't put their hand up, then they're getting the fucking horn.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the other person that's still, it's like they are holding on to it and like angry that, you know, that you did it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get it. It was an accident. So I was apologizing, but then you just want to.
Well, and if somebody apologized, like, hey, I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's up to you then to drop your attitude.
Right.
Okay. Because it takes a lot to apologize. Like the guy from the church, right? Mm-hmm. Who came over here and started yelling at me about the fucking four-wheeler.
Oh, yes.
And what did I do right off the bat?
You apologize.
I apologize. And then what did he do?
Kept going.
Kept running his mouth, right? And I apologize again.
Yes.
And by the third time I apologized, I was apologized out, and then it got ugly again.
Right.
Right.
And for those who don't know, we live next door to a church, and it was one of the, like, elders or something that came over to yell at you about riding a certain four-wheeler on a certain prayer trail.
Well, they call it the prayer trail.
Yeah.
I called it the trail that I kept up.
Right.
Kept the weeds off of. But he did catch me on a massive hangover.
Yeah.
And I still apologized profusely, mm-hmm. but he just went on and on and on and on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he must have thought that you were going to deny that you were the four-wheel owner because he made you come outside.
Yeah. Well, and the tracks went right into my garage.
Right.
So, yeah.
It was pretty obvious.
I wasn't denying that. Okay.
So number five was they sleep better due to less negative emotions.
All right.
And
we'll
thoughts.
Go back to the glasses half full. People sleep better than glass
negative.
Fall asleep
while making a mental list of what you're grateful for.
Yeah, I probably don't do that very well.
Well, I think, you know, like anything, it's like counting sheep. You know, if you're making like lists in your head.
Well, I just fall asleep so damn quick anyway.
Well, you do, but I'm speaking from my own experience that I could see how that would be beneficial.
Yeah, last night, in fact.
I couldn't fall asleep.
Couldn't fall asleep.
Nope.
And up you came.
I had to come up and chit-chat for a minute.
Yep, you did.
Number six is improved self-esteem. So, reduces social comparisons. You appreciate other people's accomplishments. You don't feel jealous or compare yourselves to others. It's kind of similar to being content.
I need an example for this one. This one's good.
So social comparisons. You're online. You're on Instagram.
I'm not on any of those.
Well, okay.
No, let's just say
you see pictures of, you know, like, for me, I would see pictures of some girl with, you know, crazy abs and perfect body and beautiful long thick hair, and I immediately would like compare myself, and that would reduce my self-esteem. So people who are grateful don't compare themselves like that. They're just grateful for what they have.
I don't disagree with the theory.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's basic human instinct to say, oh, wow, I wish I had her hair, or, oh, wow, I wish I had that Maserati.
Oh, my gosh, for sure.
Right. So, for I don't sure. know. I mean, I don't walk away from experiences like that going, I'm a piece of shit, or whatever that's saying.
Well, I mean, I would say that the comparisons do kind of, I'm speaking from my own experience, I mean, it does kind of bring you down a little. If you had just like a really awesome workout and you feel really cute in the outfit you're wearing, and then you see a picture of a girl that in your mind is, you know, thinner, hotter, whatever, fitter, you know, it can kind of do something negative to your attitude.
Huh. You know? Well, when I see somebody with a nice car, a nice bike, I always point it out to them, like, nice car.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't. I don't go up to a guy and
say nice abs or anything like that.
No.
No.
I would.
You would?
No.
Oh. Well, you tell a woman that she's got nice abs, wouldn't you? Great abs or great arms? No.
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've heard me many times, like, compliment women. Yeah. When we're out.
And all I'm saying, guys won't do that.
No, but if a guy had like a cool jacket on, would you be like, oh, I like your jacket, man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that. But I'm not pointing out as like, nice quads, brother. I'm not doing that.
Right.
No, I might walk away like, damn, dude, he had some freaking, you know, those calves look like they were carved out of stone.
Right.
But I am not telling him that.
Well, I don't see myself going up to a complete stranger, like a female, and being like, you know, nice butt, or like, oh, you have a great body. Like, I don't think I would say that. That's a little too...
Yeah.
That makes me sound like I'm hitting on her.
Right.
Or, you know, that's just weird.
Yeah.
But I would say that to someone I know.
Yeah.
So if it was like a friend of mine, I would say like, gosh, you're looking really fit.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. All right. I think we agree.
Yeah. So the seventh and final is improves mental strength. So reduces stress, overcome trauma. And there was a study of Vietnam vets who found that those who practice like gratitude protocols that they were given, they had lower rates of PTSD.
What's gratitude protocol?
So they made mental lists and they wrote in a journal. Like every night they wrote 15 minutes in a journal of the things they were grateful for.
For that day?
Yeah.
Wow.
So those people ended up having less PTSD than the non-controlled
group. Well, it makes sense. I mean, a lot of that stuff says the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
People that are kind and go out of their way to be, gratuitous and thank people are just happier fucking people to begin with.
Right.
And they reap the benefits of being positive and happy people. End of story.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is kind of saying the same thing. But this was, on this one, it said recognizing all you have to be thankful for, even in the worst of times, fosters resilience. So that's kind of what you were saying earlier, right?
Yeah.
Is like being able to find things to be grateful for, even when you feel like you're in like the shittiest
the silver lining
times. Which, I mean, that I'm not saying that would be easy. You know, like if your child, you know,
got sick,
or you know, you lost your spouse, or whatever the case may be, it's hard to find things to be grateful for.
Well, that, and it, someone else can't point it out to you either. Right. Like if you have a sick child and you're worried about them, and all of a sudden one of your friends goes, well, at least you live in a nice house. Right?
Right.
At least you're fine.
Oh my gosh, hello.
Yeah. So it has to, you have to figure that out on your own.
No, those would be the times when you'd really have to kind of rally yourself and find your faith and, you know, be thankful for doctors and modern medicine and, you know.
Yep.
And that's easier said than done.
Well, this has been a good podcast. How many minutes are we at?
Honey.
I'm just asking.
Stop with the minutes.
Hang on.
Stop with the minutes.
Hang on.
38.
Okay. You always you tell me to stop with that, all right?
Yeah.
But yet you always ask me to come on, so careful, take caution in your tone. Oh. I'm just saying 40 minutes is the sweet spot.
I know you say that.
And I merely asked how much time had elapsed, and it was...
Now it's 39.
There you go. I'm not... If you had another page, I'd keep going.
Well, I only have one more thing to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So how... gratefulness affects your relationship. So with your spouse. So being grateful gives you more of a willingness to forgive. That was one thing.
Yep.
You're seeing more of the positive. So you're always looking for more positive things, you know, in your spouse than maybe seeing their negative traits or whatever.
Right.
And it promotes conflict resolution.
Okay, we know about that.
Yes. And it fosters reciprocal behavior. So when I say I'm grateful for you, you would be apt to come back and say, you know, oh, I'm grateful for you for that. And, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, if you say I'm thankful, or I'm so thankful that you always clean a nice house. You always keep such a great house. And you just said, I know, and walked away. Like, okay. Or, of course, you know, or that's right. Or that's what I do.
Right.
Yeah. So, no.
It's about time you thank me, asshole.
Right. No, I agree wholeheartedly on that. I mean, that's just, and I think you and I are very good at that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Which I'm thankful for. And I'm grateful for.
And I am thankful for.
Well, I really enjoyed this one. I feel like it was super uplifting, and especially I feel like it is very timely for the situation in the country, for the way people are feeling, you know, for a lot of the negativity that you're seeing on TV and hearing about and reading about.
What's the holiday in 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe you could implement this into your Thanksgiving plans. You know, go around the table, tell each other what you're grateful for. And if you happen to be having a Zoom Thanksgiving, you could do it that way.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be a lot of those this year.
Yeah. Which is sad, but just be grateful you're healthy.
That's right. Then. So,
well, thank you.
Absolutely, baby.
I very much appreciate you joining me today.
Of course.
And I really enjoyed this topic. So, and Stanley, thank you for joining us.
He drew blood.
Well, what were you doing over there?
I was petting him. Look at that.
He's trying to nap.
You son of a... I'm not thankful for you right now.
Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And I'm so thankful for you. I'm grateful that you listened to the podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe. I would love it if you would do all that for me. So thank you, and we will talk next week. Bye-bye.